Good morning, folks. It's your buddy Luke Clayton, and welcome to this week's High Plains Outdoors. I'm out here on the porch of the little cabin, and we had a huge flock of red-winged blackbirds. I guess they think it's time to migrate, but they are all in the trees. So if you hear a little background noise, I guess we'll just call that the prop for this show, all these blackbirds chirping in the trees. But you know, I do try to bring you something a little different each week, maybe something I've been writing about in my newspaper columns or something that I've experienced in the past few days. This past week, it is a challenge sometimes to come up with a 1,200-word newspaper column each week. If I'm out doing something, it's easy. All I do is relate the subject and the fun I had, and that's an easy column. But this past week wasn't one of those weeks. I wrote the column about the way things have changed in the outdoors since I was a youngster. And if you're an outdoor hunter or fisherman over the age of probably 50 or 60, well, you can probably relate. If not, it may be kind of educational to hear this. But back in the day, we learned things by doing in the outdoors. We learned what kind of lead to use on a duck when he's flying, how to shoot a swing a shotgun, how to adjust a scope on a rifle. All the little things that are readily available now, the information on the internet, we learned, someone taught us as a rule. There was no Google, how do I sight in a hunting scope? Or what distances do I set my sight pins on a bow? Google wasn't around. The internet wasn't around. So we had to depend on each other, practical experiences, being out in the field, you know, things like that. And learn by doing. And that's good, and in a way, it's not as good as we have it today, because literally, you can go on the internet and you can learn how to do just about anything in the outdoors. But there are some drawbacks, and that's what I talked about in my column, wrote about in my column this week. One of the I call them chat rooms, but they're groups. If you're interested in doing whatever, you'll find a group that you can join and relay your information, your experiences, and give information and glean information. And that's good, but there are some negatives to it. If you are a member of any of these outdoor chat groups, chances are pretty good that you have encountered one or two people that are knowledgeable, yes, but there is one way, there is one type of equipment, it's theirs. That's all they want to talk about. In other words, they don't even entertain the idea that there might be a piece of equipment that maybe not as expensive, but will get the job done for other people. They may acknowledge it, but they may say, you know, make statements like, well, you know, that's not where technology has taken us. That's taken a step backward if you use that kind of stuff. You know, I'm sure if you've been in these groups, outdoor groups, you've probably encountered that. So I brought all that out in the outdoor column. And then I did also bring out the fact that, you know, not everybody today has that old uncle or that grandfather, grandmother, whoever, to teach you how to double haul a fly on with a fly rod, or all that kind of stuff that many of us grew up learning by doing. So the internet is not a bad thing at all, but I did caution the readers, my readers, to in these groups when they're interacting, don't necessarily think that because you assume someone is very, very knowledgeable, and they very well may be, don't assume that what they do is exactly the route you have to take in your outdoor activities. You don't have to buy that expensive piece of equipment that they have, possibly you don't, to get the job done. Kind of interesting, though. I will remind everyone, if you want to contact me, you can go to catfishradio.org and just click on Contact Luke. My email address is readily available. I sure enjoy visiting with you. We're out of time. Let's go back and hear some music. Folks, High Plains Outdoors is made possible by the Dallas Safari Club, Smokin' Tex Electric Smokers, Butcher Packer Supply, Air Force Air Guns, Hunter Supply, Darton Archery, Catfish Bubblegum, Sightmark, maker of the Photon XT, Pyramid Air, and Pro Angler Tackle.